Two men have pleaded not guilty to a charge linked to the singing of a song mocking the murder of Michaela McAreevy, the daughter of the former Tyrone GAA manager Mickey Hart. A third man is also before the court, but his lawyer asked for a week's grace before a plea is entered. Our Northern editor, Conor McCauley, has more on this. This arose from an incident, Conor, at an Orange Hall, isn't that right?
That's right, Brian. The incident in question goes back to May of 2022. There'd actually been a parade by the Orange Order to commemorate the centenary of the creation of the Northern Ireland state. Some people who'd attended that parade then went back to an Orange Hall near Stormont to continue the party. During that party, this offensive song mocking the murder of Michaela McAreevy was actually live streamed on social media for about 4 minutes. Michaela, as many people will know, was the daughter of former Tyrone manager Mickey Hart, and she was murdered on her honeymoon in Mauritius in 2011. The video did cause outrage at the time and was roundly condemned by all sides, including the Orange Order. Police began an investigation and ultimately decided to refer seven people to the Public Prosecution Service for potential prosecution. The PPS proceeded with charges against three young men just, and today those cases came before Belfast Magistrates Court.
And the proceedings in court today, Conor, what transpired?
Well, all three young men are roughly from the same area of South County Derry, actually. They are 22-year-old Dylan Kelly from Edmund Court in Tobermore, 25-year-old Stephen Kane of Coolshinney Heights in Mara Felt. Now, lawyers for both of them entered not guilty pleas on their behalf. None of the accused were in court today because this matter is being dealt with by way of summons. They didn't actually have to be there in person. They could be represented by their lawyers. A lawyer then for their co-accused, who's 23-year-old Kian Jones of Craigadick Road in Mara, as you say, asked for a period of grace before his plea is entered. All three of these men all face a single charge of using threatening or abusive or insulting words or behaviour intending to stir up hatred, and the case was put back and will be back before the courts on December the 13th to fix a date for their trial.
Conor McCauley in Belfast, thanks very much for that.